Well, it's Thursday the 17th of July. I was in a place with dates now, and it's approximately 8:45 in the morning, I think, something like that. Another gorgeous morning, absolutely beautiful, calm air, calm skies, just those slightest of veils of clouds in the sky. Warm, warm sunshine. Another beautiful here. Another beautiful day here. So far in Barmston Holiday Park on the coast. I haven't said that it rained last night. It rained early evening. It started raining just as we had left. I think it was Whitby or Scarborough. On the way back home here last evening. But it was just those great big drops, but weren't heavy, if you know what I mean. Does that make sense? Yes. But it's fine. It had stopped raining by about 9 o'clock last night. In fact, it stopped raining before that, if I remember correctly. And this morning, it's just the grass has got a nice wee look of renewal and freshness in it. But this warm sun's drying up pretty quick. So anyway. Yesterday, what did we do yesterday? That's a good question because I can't remember. Well, we'll start with how I feel this morning. Maybe that's a good idea. Stick to the format. I'm feeling great this morning. Slept last night. Went to bed last night at 10:30 and I didn't get out of bed till 8:20 this morning. I didn't even get up during the night. Mary was up. But I didn't get up at all. And that's the first time for a long, long while that's happened. So we're having great sleep during the night. Really quiet in the caravan park during the night. Sometimes you find that you can be a wee bit noisy during the day. But we're usually away anyway during the day. I mean, it's only a bed and a place to eat sometimes for us. But anyway, slept really well. I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I'm feeling up for it. Warm sunshine in the morning helps, by the way. It's a big difference when you get up to that. So, and my heel's healing up pretty fine. It's still a little bit tender, but other than that, it seems to be on the mend now. And I had to get Mary to rub some of her P20 cream into my wee sore bit in the head. Sun was beginning to really irritate it. And she put some on that in the morning, and you know, she didn't have to put any more on during the day, and even while we were walking about during the day in the sunshine, I never once felt the sun irritating it again. So it must be magic stuff, that P20. I'll get some on this morning if I remember. So yesterday, there was supposed to be a car boot down the coast a wee bit, 10, 15 minutes away. No, that's not true, 15, 20 minutes away. To Skirlington, the big one that's on a Sunday, but we heard it was on yesterday. But it wasn't. We went down, and so as did the many other cars that seemed to be going down and turning, found out for some reason, unknown reason, had been cancelled. But I suspect it was cancelled because the Driffield show was on yesterday. And you know, that was great because Driffield, we didn't go to it. It's massive. It's massive, massive, massive. And you'd be parked in a field in the outskirts of the town, so here and been bussed in, and it just had been hectic, so we didn't bother going. But I guess that's probably why it was cancelled, because all we saw all day, in the morning anyway, when we were heading out, was buses going to Driffield. And I like to kind of look at the reviews on that and the bits of footage that you get in the news, etc., in the evenings, if I can catch it, about the Driffield show, because up in Scotland it doesn't mean anything, but down here in Yorkshire it's a massive show. To me, it's equivalent of the Highland show up in Scotland. Maybe just not as quite as big, but just as popular down here in Yorkshire. So once we came back from that, we headed right up through Bridlington, right up the coast towards Scarborough, and we found a wee car boot there. Just before a wee place called, begins with an L. I can't remember it, for God's sake. But just before Scarborough, a few miles before it, there's a wee place. And we found that one. Wasn't very good, to be honest. So we headed straight inland into Pickering. A lovely town is Pickering. Beautiful, beautiful stone buildings, you know, cottages. We did that. Spent a wee bit of time there, had a snack, bite to eat, and a cup of tea in Pickering. And then from Pickering, it's right over, I think it's the 167, I think it is. It goes right up onto the North Yorkshire Moors and right over the other side and down the other side to Whitby. By the time you get to the top and you pass Flat Filingdales, the big RAF base up there with this monstrous big radar thing sitting on top of the hill. But anyway, and just after that, you get a turning that takes you into Goffin. Goffin, famous for this TV series Heartbeat, known as, what's it called? It's Aidensfield. His real name is Goathland, as in G-O-A-T-H-L-A-N-D, Goathland. I think it's actually, could have been a derivation of Goatland, since all you get up there, and trust me, all you get up there is sheep. And I haven't seen any goats. Such as it's still wild up there, although a gorgeous, gorgeous little town. It's not really even not a town, it's just a village. But it's a famous railway that was used in Harry Potter films, yes, believe it or not, the steam train that was also used to go for the station. Famous pictures up everywhere down there, and it's a massive tourist attraction. They bus them into this place, and then by 5 p.m. in the evening, everyone leaves and it returns to a serene, tiny little village. We know because we've stayed there on two different occasions, 2 different years. We've actually stayed in bed and breakfast there. And it is, by early evening, all the buzz dies away, everybody leaves, and the village gets itself, our village people get their village back to themselves. So we did that and then down to Whitby for about 3 hours. Whitby, well, what can you say about Whitby? Loads of guys and people that listen to me know about Whitby. One of the most famous places on the Yorkshire coast and one of our favourites. You have the old town, the new town, Whitby, the jet, that's the black material mined. Well, in fact, you can find it on the cliffs actually, and if you go down to the beach, you can find it if you're really lucky. Of course, it has to be processed. But Whitby jet is famous. Black jewellery. And as I said, it's a famous place for a fish supper. So you've got to have a fish supper. If you go to Whitby, you've got to have a fish supper. And we always do. And I had a cold beer and a cold drink for Mary in our bar, our favourite bar that in the old town that looks out over the harbour to the other side, to the new town. And it's that bar. It's called The Shambles. Great big leather sofas you can just really lounge about, and a glass roof. Ah, excellent stuff. So we did that, and then we headed back home, all the way back to Barmston. Yeah, settled in for a couple of hours before going to bed. All in all, Wednesday was a fantastic day. That's one of our favourite round trips. I should mention a wee village that you do go through if you're going towards Pickering and etc. is Thorntonleigh Dale. One of the most picturesque little towns you'll see, and it has a stream that in one part that runs through, meanders through the houses, and these houses are adorned with flowers and plants, and one in particular that has so many flowers and plants in its garden and on its walls that it's been famously photographed and used on biscuit tins for many a year. Yes, that's it. So it's known as the biscuit tin house. That's not its proper name, that's just the name that's been given to it, the biscuit tin house, or sweetie tins. If you bought toffees, it would be a picture of this house on it in Thorntonleigh Dale. And it's a stunning little town, beautiful. Anyway, so that's that. That was a great day again, another fantastic day weather wise, another fantastic day travelling about, just enjoying a chilled out holiday. It really is, and having great sleep during the night is making all the difference. So, again, back towards the van here, and get prepared for a scrub up. I'll be getting the shout just now. Beautiful morning. We have really been fortunate, really been favoured by the weather again. Let's hope it keeps up for the rest of the week. But I wouldn't complain if it changed now. That's a lie, I would.